Okay, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our first session of 2025. Happy New Year. We're going to head into working with transformation of worry into its natural, healthy role of clarity versus confusion. So as we head into that today, if there's anything up for people, feel free to go ahead and let me know that. And know that if I haven't responded to your email, it might be because you sent it in the last hour or so. Know that I've received it and I've read it. I just haven't had a chance to respond to it. It's been a busy morning getting to the call in time. Okay. Excuse me. Okay. So, as we head into today's session, as always, feel free to get comfy cozy, make your way to a nice spot where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And if you've already arrived there, I'm going to invite you to make any adjustments, wiggle woggle, shake shimmies, and really just take a few moments to settle on in. Movements are welcome throughout the session, of course, but on purpose, setting yourself up for comfort before we begin. And then I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, to even neutral, taking time to just simply appreciate it, to savor it, to turn towards it, and to continue to welcome and receive it. And then we invite you on purpose to locate something that we can rinse and repeat that with. I'm going to invite you to either scan your outward environment or your inward environment. And as you do so, on purpose, letting all of your senses go for like a wander or a walkabout. And as they wander throughout these spaces, metaphorically speaking, inviting them to land on anything in particular that seems to be extra juicy today. And as they land on that thing, the invitation is to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. Whether it's the color, the shape, the size, what it reminds you of, or anything else. And then savoring here. Drinking in the goodness that's here. And in this way, orienting your brain to what's actually working well right now. Orienting your brain to the beauty, the sweetness of life. And taking this time on purpose to slow down to notice that. Which just might be one of the most potent healing techniques I've ever noticed, come across. It's right up there. And that may or may not be your experience, so feel free to check out what's happening for you in your body. And amongst all the stimuli that's there, all the information that's there, see if whatever is happening gets to simply be there, and you can tend to, again, the part that feels like pleasant to neutral. That's responding to whatever it is has your attention, either external or internal. And as you tend to that, stimuli, response, noticing the pleasantness in both directions simultaneously and savoring all that feels good here. And drinking that in, breath by breath, almost like you could bathe your cells. Almost like you can create a nourishing bed for your cells to rest in. And as you do that, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for being here. And thank you for arriving here exactly as you are today. Thank you to all that's gone into that sweet moment of connection. To the family that created you, the ancestors that created them, and the lineage that's held it all. Thank you. And thank you to this earth for grounding us, the sky above for giving us space to explore. Thank you to the waters that help us to flow fluidly, supporting emotional flow, consciousness flow, physiological flow. And thank you to the fires that purify, connecting us to source, to spirit, to creator, for the mystery, whatever your name for that is. And thank you, thank you, thank you. To life itself. We ask that today's session serve not only each individual's intentions, but their walk in this life and how it is they sprinkle their energy throughout the world, throughout their communities, through all that they touch and serve. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Okay, I'm gonna start off by plugging my computer in. My dog accidentally knocked out my electrical plug. One second. Gonna metaphorically jump on that and say that's actually connected to the very first thing that's popping up in our session today, which is the consciousness of literally being like plugged in, grounded, connected to the source of animation. And if we imagine as we connect and we ground and we plug into Earth, that's actually a metaphor for us connecting, grounding, and plugging into life itself. We get to honor all the seeds that we planted, all the fruit that's born. And the patience that we had alike to support the cycle of seeds reaching fruits. This is often a time of year in which we reflect upon things that we are letting go of and things that we're claiming, calling in, moving into. And somehow those energies are actually far more alike than they are different. They're just mirror images. In Chinese medicine, the letting go part might be considered to be more metal or more orienting to supporting dispersion. And the growth, the calling in, would be the elements of wood. And as we are right in that middle spot, right between the two in our time shortly after solstice now, we are in sort of that balanced enough. I'm going to take some liberties here. Space between letting go and moving into. that can often hold a sense of limbo or an in-betweenness, a liminal, liminality, a liminal space. And with that can come a sense of, like, I actually just don't quite know where I'm going with this yet. And if there's any sense of fear or overwhelm that goes with that, it generally makes the ride a lot harder to be with. So I wonder what it might be like to, as a permission, just simply take in the words, I don't know. And allowing yourself to actually be with the mysteriousness. You know, when we were kids, we did this naturally. We fell into a state of innocent wonder or awe around, like, anything could happen. There's so many possibilities. And we'd have these huge imaginations where we would play with those possibilities. And as we continued to grow, some of that got met with a certain level of, be practical. That's story stuff. That's for kids. No, you don't have that tangibly as an option. And to some degree, that's, yes, helping us to survive in our modern world. And on the other hand, it might actually, to a degree, squash imagination. Or a sense of wonder, a sense of awe. And in turn, those are actually the most, and this is studied in psychology all over the place these days, those are the ingredients for resilience, for calling yourself alive again in your body, and being able to essentially weather life's storms amongst it all. You might even actually not view them as so stormy. In fact, they might be viewed as opportunities versus, oh, what now? And as we work with this, we're actually needing to support the integration of all the expressions that I've just shared through the solar plexus. Literally to help you digest anything that's in the way of, possibility, wonder, awe. And there may be a few things. And I think of this possibility, wonder, awe as a state of consciousness that represents potentially, I have to debate this in my mind just for a moment here, but potentially the most potent nourishment there is on a consciousness level. And body talk is consciousness-based medicine. So what would it be like to orient to some of the elements of that by supporting your system and digesting the things that are in the way of that for you? And as we do that at a chakra level, I see it beginning to orient to finding ease within change. And the solar plexus chakra governs our digestion overall, and digestion is very much about taking in something new, digesting it and letting it go. It might actually be the liminal in-between spot. And we actually don't know fully what's been received yet. So we don't actually know. We haven't actually taken all the parts apart to actually see what's in there for nutrients, for nourishment. And the thing is we actually have a whole host of support. We have an entire team of support that's designed to do just that, to actually break it down for us so we can actually see what's there and take it in. And the whole host of support that we have is referred to as your microbiome. That's the healthy bugs that support the breakdown of materials, because you don't actually eat food. Your bugs digest it for you, and you eat what they've digested for you. So as you notice, or you consider the possibility that, like, hey, I'm actually really supported at all moments. My body is literally supporting me from the inside out in these ways. I'm deeply supported in what it is to take in nourishment. What would it be like to not actually have to hold the consciousness of working hard to receive that? We're actually going to run a seed tree on that habit pattern of thinking that you need to overwork And that could be overanalyzing, it could be over exertion, anything in this overall theme of overworking, that you have to work hard. As we run this Sidri to address that pattern, it's actually going to run for the next 13 days. So that's until January 21st when we enter. What are we moving into? I think it's, is it Aquarius in February? Or in January, pardon me, January to February? Yeah, it is. It's Aquarius season. So interesting. Oh, no wonder this is coming up. We're in the middle of Capricorn right now, and Capricorn season is very much orienting to hard work. It's like the mountain goat. It's usually pretty stable amongst it all, but even mountain goats need a break. So think of this as supporting your system and being able to find a sense of balance, even amongst all of the hard work that's currently happening, potentially in various ways in your lives. And that might be showing up in like work, or it might be showing up in the other elements of life. And as we consider that, that could be things like family life, how it is your relationships are across the board in other realms, what your sense of internal work is to be able to achieve anything. Or it might just be pointing to the fundamental ideology that you think you have to work harder than you really need to, which can happen depending upon where your charts, astrological charts, and Saturn hang out. Hard work is also related to the planetary energy of Saturn. I am actually just going to grab one quick cheat sheet. 1 second. Yeah, okay. Just wanted to verify. I was pretty confident. But yes, Saturn is also the natural planetary energy that's associated with Capricorn. Okay. So this Sidri starts with C, circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, and consciousness or awareness, right down to all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help us to heal at all levels, in particular the nervous system and the immune system. And we're also working with the balance of yin, the feminine essence of nourishment, and yang, the masculine essence of protection. And then we're also bringing in hydration, helping the cells to take in water, joy, and release any impurities. Then we're going to run a defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, takes out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there is none before. Excuse me. Integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as that runs for the next 13 days, there's something in here about returning to the natural rhythm. If we had a different calendar system, if we were on like the lunar versus the solar system, before colonization really happened, we had more of a traditional like 13 season or 13 like month kind of a calendar. So it's actually indicating in those 13 days, the number is significant as it's signifying that return to natural rhythms, to natural patterns. So think of this as assisting the return to your natural childlike innocence, wondrous, joyous, awe state. In a way that's grounded. As I say that, we also need to simultaneously look at a habit pattern that's been hanging out for a while, not just yours, generational. It's going back 5 generations on mom's side, 7 on dad's side. And it's the habit pattern of receiving groundedness through adversity, through suffering, through challenge, through pain, through conflict, through struggle. And that's one way to do it. What would it also be like to locate grounding energy through nourishment, through taking in the sweetness of life? So, in Chinese medicine, the element of earth, which is associated with the emotional worry, by the way, which is likely why we're talking about this so deeply today, is associated with the stomach to digest new experiences and the spleen to then take that and use it as nourishment to bathe the entire organism in. So all of you is meant to be bathed in nourishment at all points in time. This is meant to be solely driven by your subconscious mind. However, if there's disruptions in development, if there's belief systems that say otherwise, then our subconscious mind begins to shift gears and it begins to call on nourishment by means of lack. Which obviously doesn't work so well. It's saying like, and it begins to get its wires crossed, so to speak, and it begins to orient to finding what it can, where it can. So it becomes like this scarcity lack consciousness, like it continues to get reinforced over time. So we're looking now at some of those experiences that fortified. Anything that again got in the way of you just being able to steadfastly receive nourishment through that spleen meridian. I'm going to grab one more cheat sheet for the spleen meridian as a whole here. Okay. So here we're working with a little bit of just chink, sinking spleen chi. Spleen chi sinking is basically just meaning that it's like too heavy for everything to have its natural flow upward. There can go with it a sense of feeling like tired, weak. That heavy feeling might feel like we're bearing down even on something, or that might be just the habituated state. We might not be prone to creating relaxing meal times. We might spend a lot of time on our feet in sort of go mode and standing and being excessively active or excessively on the go to the point where we're actually not even sitting down to take in the goodness of life anymore. The spleen and the yang, pardon me, the spleen and the liver also have a bit of a blood deficiency. With that can go, and you might not have all of these symptoms, but you might just have one or two. Tiredness again, loose stool, so prone to diarrhea, dizziness. You might have pale complexion, and if you're in North America right now, you probably have a pale complexion regardless because it's the season. this is more so referring to a lack of blood flow to the face, not just like a lack of sunshine. Excuse me. You might be prone to blurry vision. Your limbs might actually go numb, might get weak there. You would be in a state often of worry, and you might even, have a change in appetite to the point where you might not just be as interested in food at times. It might be like a lower appetite. For some of you, you might be going, I wish. And that's sort of like the flip side. That's like the, I have to have a huge appetite for food because it's covering up my appetite for other things in life. So I'm just seeking it in a particular way in locating comfort through it versus finding appetite for all of the realms of life that aren't necessarily related to food, if that makes sense. Okay. So as we work with this earth element and support the spleen chi, these spleen chi pieces, it's beginning to reestablish what it is to almost like a flower slowly blossoming and opening up to, again, I keep using this word, but that's the word that goes with this, is the sweetness, the capacity in particular to find restful, loving, nourishing presence and being able to locate that or to call that in through different experiences, through different relationships, through different connections. Okay, then we're going to do, at the same time as all of that, an emotional release of sadness from that spleen meridian to support this. It's like the worry got stuck there to the point where it created a little bit of a shutdown and it went into depression or sadness mode. We're also going to run lymphatic circulation through all things earth elements, stomach, spleen, pancreas, and all the realms that are associated here. And as we run lymphatic circulation, it's cleaning out in particular any low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing that says, I don't know if I've earned this. I don't know if I deserve this. And I don't know if I can receive this. Okay, and then looking a little bit deeper at that, there's been a series of challenges in particular stored in the cavity and in the tissues alike of the mouth. And there's actually a whole cascade of family inputs that said, because you haven't had valuable experiences or because you're suffering with challenges or pain or conflict, more so would be a better way to say that, there must be something wrong with you. And then they might even offer, you know, well, you should do this or you should do that. And that advice that comes in that may have even come, you know, from a sense of, I just want to help, or it may have come from a place of like, this isn't okay, I need to control this, I need to fix this. Or wherever the place that I came from, regardless, there's a sense of like being told what to do. And that activated or activates a will response of like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm not going to change. I'm going to continue along this pathway, even if it kills me. So I'm exaggerating, I'm being hyper-dramatic, but there's a certain amount of stubbornness there. Like, I'll prove you wrong. And it's almost like a reaction to the advice itself. So actually, interestingly enough, I've never done this before, run a body chemistry on the toxicity of advice. And related to that, an intolerance, we're going to run a second body chemistry for intolerances in particular to, I'm going to call it passive-aggressive blame, that sense of like, I'm just trying to help you be better so you don't have these situations because I'm not comfortable with it, so you should change. And energy. How's that for a summary? And as we support the system in basically reorienting to being able to be centered and grounded amongst various different inputs in life, we actually begin to help you find what it is to stand in a nourishing space centered within yourself. So what if nourishment actually doesn't come as much from food or as much from doing something different as it does as finding you at your center of yourself again? What if the deepest nourishment as you arrive at center is actually coming from you being aligned to accepting what is in a way that becomes also somehow equally aligned with what it is to be with and in flow of source, of divinity, of God, of creator, of spirit, of whatever your word here is. And here we're running the permissions. And these are, this is a bold statement. So, just big grain of salt. Might sound not so bold, but its application is. And the words here are, I don't have to argue with what is. I don't have to argue with what is. I don't have to argue with what is. And we're running lymphatic drainage for the immune system, in particular as it relates to any sort of knee-jerk reactions to reject or to not accept. In essence, it would go hand in hand with the belief system of that shouldn't be happening, that's a problem, I'm going to fix that. Versus being curious about, like, huh, that's happening. Interesting. Not sure why. I don't know what that is or what it holds, but I'm going to just hang out with it and be with it and see what I can learn and be curious about and continue to grow into for myself and for this world. And that all, I'm going to say, is a fairly big act of rebellion. It's not conforming to how our world typically does it, and to how you potentially have learned to do things otherwise through your upbringing of your caregivers. This is orienting to the consciousness of breaking cycles, to disrupting patterns, and to embracing what it actually is to fly against the norms in a good way. For your own health, to embrace what it is to be a black sheep, so to speak. Nothing to be resolved, actually something to maybe lean into. It's often pathologized to be different, and our brains sometimes orient to it as a threat as well, for evolutionary reasons. But there's a sense of, amongst that all, here right now, there's also a sense of, and I'm going to say something that's going to maybe sound paradoxical, because it is, there's a sense of, I have control. I have control amongst a series of experiences that have told you at times you don't have control, or you may have even heard that philosophically, spiritually, and I actually don't disagree with that either. But that doesn't take away from still having to don a mask that your ego needs to function through to authoritatively step into your life. It certainly doesn't mean resign, don't do anything. That's sort of a form of acceptance that isn't actually acceptance. That's just arguably a format to doormats. And all of that energy is releasing from behind the eyes, the optic nerves, as well as the midbrain, the limbic brain. And as we do that, running a body chemistry again on an intolerance to perceived pain, like There's this automatic mind boot up, like if I change, then I might suffer. I might actually have other experiences that are painful. And odds are you're actually already suffering. You're actually already experiencing that pain. Almost invariably, that seems to be the pattern at play here. Then we're going to run lymphatic drainage at the same time as all of that through those structures of the brain and behind the eyes. It's actually also even going into the middle ear and then down through into the back of the heart. And here we're releasing I shouldn't try or the energy of restraint and the energy of holding yourself back out of a fear of essentially having a painful past repeat itself. And I wonder what it might be like just for now to imagine that I am going to hang on to that painful past so you don't have to. And as I hang on to that for you, you can actually see what's underneath that. Like I'll do the job temporarily for right now of worrying about repeating a painful past. And as I worry about that for you, letting your bodies, your minds know, like, hey, that's actually being done for us. You actually don't have to do that job right now. And letting it just have a bit of a break and seeing what's here underneath it all. And I'm going to keep holding on to as much worry as you'd like me to. And I've got space for that. I've got space to receive even more, far more, quite frankly. And it's useful on this end, truly. I invite you to keep handing me any worry that you don't want to hang on to anymore. And see what it's like for that to be held for you. And this is actually meant to replicate to a degree as well what ideally could have happened in your formative early years, where you might have been prone to having specific types of worries. And that may have even turned into anxiety. And there may have been a sense that there was no one there to be with you, no one there to hold you in that. So I'm letting you know here and now that I'm here. I'm sorry that wasn't available before. And I can't even imagine how painful that must have been for you. All that hurts, all that grief, all that confusion. And as we just simply turn towards it, offering it an opportunity to restore its cells back to its fullest potential of health by running cell repair here alike. It begins to set the stage for you to allow those feelings that have been maybe held, that have been frozen, to be digested, to be processed, to be tended, to receive what it is to have care and tenderness and love provided for you in ways that might have been missing at certain stages. I'm still right here with you. I'm still right here holding all that for you and walking along beside you as you traverse this territory. Noticing anything else that's arising as I continue to hold onto the worry, noticing what else actually gets to be here. Noticing what else there's space for now. That these little ones have been tended to in a different way. And then bringing in what it is to receive touch in the same way that like a mother would touch their child who was just starting to wind down after a temper tantrum, offering comfort, soothing, wiping of the hair, wiping of any tears, rocking. And I invite you to do this with me. And if there's a particular phrase that that little one that might have had some pain, if there is such a presence that's available for you right now to be with, and that might not be that for you, so feel free to skip this part. But if that's happening for you, see if there's words that go with this. And see what those words that that little one seems to want to hear or need to hear. I'm just simply whispering that on rinse and repeats for them. And that might be as simple as, I'm here with you, and I've got this for you. You don't have to hold on to this any further. I'm going to help you hold it and help you learn how to hold it for yourself through this. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And offering that a round of three breaths, slow, gentle, which doesn't take away from their depth or their expanse that they can move through the body. Then we're running lymphatic drainage for the lungs to basically declutter what it is to step into a new beginning. It's like there is an expectation that new beginnings themselves have to carry pain versus like, hey, I wonder what's here, curiosity. I have no idea what this is going to be like, but like, how cool is it that we get to do this? And underlying that, releasing a fear of change, a fear of not being able to tolerate all that comes with change, which is actually somewhat, to a degree, somewhat learned. And There was actually a series of experiences littered throughout the ancestral realm that had the sense of like, hey, we couldn't adapt. So, you know, there's been some death, there's been some hardship, there's been some, I can't survive here. Which actually almost like disabled or compromised the liver in its role of being able to be as adaptable and as active as it's built to do. It's compromised the liver's capacity as well to navigate breaking down of the old, to make space, to make room for the beginning of the new. Which is why it's hard in the lungs to actually move forward, because it's like the liver didn't actually break everything down that needed to be broken down in order for the lungs to move forward. It's like almost like I'm going to paint an analogy, and I'm moving house recently in the near future here. So this analogy is involving that arena of life. But it's almost like the old tenants didn't move out. So all your new furniture has to go into a place, and yet there's like no room because it's all full of the old tenants' furniture. Except that there's been multiple tenants and nobody's actually cleaned up. And now you're running out of room to put your new things in it. And to create a new environment for yourself. Which is leading to a sense of a very full, overwhelming lack of space. And a sense of like, I should make myself small so I can just fit in here and like try to do what I can. And that is one way to adapt. And there's also another way to adapt by actually helping the old to release, to literally support making of space happen through activity. So saying like, I actually, and granting yourself permission to actually let the old clutter go. And we can think of those old tenants, those old things that are cluttering up the system to a degree as being present through the ancestry, as well as in this lifetime, your parts that have, so to speak, strong language, but territorially invaded spaces and just like stubbornly not, you know, changed and have taken up some space for good reason, for good reason. And it's important to actually get really curious about that good reason and why they're here and why they're actually not moving. And some of that is reinforced again through the ancestral lines. So we're actually going to link all 5/6 senses to support all your ancestral parts and the parts of you in being heard, seen, felt, received. And the permission, interestingly enough, is actually just speaking to the sense of hearing. And the words here are, I'm listening. I'm listening. And see what it is to, as well as listen, offer compassion and linking this through to the heart to support just that. What is it to listen with the ears of your heart? What is it to listen with the ears of your heart? As we do that, we actually release tension through the ears. We unwind some connective tissue adhesions through the ears, not just through like inner, middle, outer ear, but through the connective tissue and like the space around the ear itself. And that goes into even the TMJ joint, just in front of the ear, which is where we often store a lot of our jaw pain. And jaw pain can also be around a sense of just needing to fine-tune how it is you're orienting to control on both an individualized, localized format, which is where we actually is in a good way healthy to embrace a certain level of control, as well as on a more non-localized sense, which is where we can, on a more spiritual realm, orient to the understanding that we actually don't actually have any control. Welcome to paradox. And as it unwinds around the ear, it actually also unwinds from the right atrium of the heart and the various valves that hang out here, coming in and leaving from the right atrium. And I just hear the words, "You're welcome to move through here," as if blood can now easily flow in and out of the right atrium. As it does so, it begins to actually release some of that stagnant energy that we noticed at the very, well, that I noticed at the very beginning, that you may have also noticed. Excuse me. Okay, as we work with that, it's overlaying through the actual blood vessels themselves and releasing a pattern of stagnant shock energy. And as it releases that, it's also releasing the perception of whether it was implied, said directly, everything in between. Anytime you were in the face of receiving the energy of, "You make me sick." And we're also releasing that through that same ear jaw complex. In doing so, releasing timidity and social anxieties, and releasing that consciously, subconsciously alike. We're going to tap this out here, invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Giving that a slow, deep breath. And on the exhale, sighing. Doing that two more times. And on the last one, combining it with some movement. Just making a little sound and like shake, shimmy, wiggle, woggle. And I just see the consciousness of stress. This is interesting. Almost like the Matrix movie where with like the codes and all the green numbers were fluttering through and letters were fluttering through and streaming through. I see it almost like coding, conditioning, releasing around what it is to orient to stress in the ways that we do and the ways that we think are motivating even. Which may actually be somehow depleting your optimal nourishment levels. Might be depleting your wonder, your awe. And I see that as streaming through, in particular, through the face. And it's almost like it's carrying the energy of, like, who are you to be happy? Who are you to do something different than others? And as we release that, it's coming off of the back of the throat, through the cervical neck, as well as up into the back of where the skull joins the spine. And we're releasing, I'm going to call it rigid ways of orienting to the world that have drawn in stress and normalized it. It's happening here. Breathing here. Giving that a slow, deep breath. I have a song. I have four, in all honesty. I'm doing my best to decide. I'm gonna go with one that's 3 minutes long. It's called The Meadow by Dazlin Krelis. It's from the album Changing. I'll put the link into the chat feature. If it feels supportive for you, you're welcome to call in the resource that we found at the very beginning and to honor all that's come through in this session by means of just simply being with it and allowing that resource to support your digestion. So, invitation to breathe and to continue to rest and receive here for 3 minutes. Thank you for calling this medicine in, and thank you for being here exactly as you are. Blessings on a beautiful start to your new year. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Mwah. Well, as we get underway with things in this new year, I'm so curious to see how it's going to continue to play out in all the mysterious, nourishing ways that it might unfold. So, thank you, and you're most welcome. If you need any additional support, feel free to hang out afterwards, and we can get into anything that would be nourishing for you. I'm going to sign off for now and wish you a most beautiful rest of your day and your week ahead. Bye for now. Yeah, you're most welcome, loves. You're most welcome.